The top stories from ABC News. Sydney man Robert Z has been found guilty of murdering five members of his extended family, including his two young nephews. The family members of the victims wept with relief when the Supreme Court verdict was handed down. 3 years of court hearings and four separate trials have led to this point. Donald Trump has used his first press conference since being the president-elect to launch an attack on US intelligence agencies. Mr. Trump's accusing the agencies of leaking allegations that Russia has gathered compromising material on him. And for the first time, he also accepted Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee during the election. Rob Tallerton is clinging to his political life until the bitter end, vowing to fight his removal from the Senate. The former One Nation senator is threatening legal action after being disqualified from federal politics for being bankrupt. Senate President Stephen Parry declared the WA Senate seat vacant after receiving official documents verifying Mr. Tallerton's financial woes. And a New Zealand father says he and his daughter were never in danger, despite them being missing at sea for 27 days. A broken rudder forced Alan Langdon to dock in Australia after he set sail from New Zealand late last year in a tiny catamaran with his six-year-old daughter.